Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Quick segment here. Once again, we want to thank 1890, our partners. We did a really good job. All 50 states represented, all 93 counties. The Together We Win campaign, obviously, with what we talked about in the crossover with private equity on the horizon of coming in right on time, like always, to take advantage of our student athletes, our college athletes, or semi-pro guys now in universities. We want to give a shout out to 1890. Obviously, our partnership with them and obviously their partnership with the University of Nebraska and their student athletes has been really, really good. Obviously, with this transfer portal time, the Together We Win campaign came right on time. And obviously, with the ticket support and our listeners, we were able to represent not only for them, but for our student athletes and future student athletes, moving forward. But we got the Notre Dame. We got college football playoffs this weekend. I think the other most interesting game, Austin, is Tennessee at Ohio State. Now, Ohio State is banking on weather, which they are not going to get. I think it's going to be mid-50s, which is essentially a Tennessee day in this day and time. And they're banking on a refocused, rejuvenated team after losing to Michigan. And Ryan Day is still the coach and so forth and so on. And no guys on, at least to my knowledge, not any of the major players in Ohio State have declared for the draft or opted out. With that being said, two players, I think this game is going to come down to actually two players on defense. Ohio State, their best player, I think all year has been Jack Sawyer. Mm-hmm.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They have a plethora of athletes obviously guys on the defensive line and offense, and obviously Jeremiah Smith, but, you know, a guy that's going to be, you know, playing his last game, Jack Sawyer. He's been very consistent, makes big plays. So if he has a really, really good game, which he did against Michigan, had one play you probably liked back on the big run versus James Pierce. So if you don't know who James Pierce is, you could just ask the Iowa Hawkeyes from last year. You know what he did? He did what Barnett did to Nebraska. Down in Music City Bowl. Literally went down the line of scrimmage, said, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you, you, and you. And then I'm coming back and starting there. So he did it, and both of them have 8-plus sacks. And the reason why I think it's going to come down to those two is which one of those two affects the game the most, because it's a battle of the defensive lines. Tennessee's defense, their first and second level, right? Their front seven, is very, very good. Ohio State's is very, very good. Whichever defense plays the best and affects the quarterback wins. You have both quarterbacks that are obviously one's very Nico's very, very young, and Will Howard's obviously a grad transfer and a portal get for last year. He has a lot to prove. So does Nico on a big stage. Whichever defense takes advantage of the opportunities that either quarterback presents them or whatever quarterback takes advantage of the opportunities that's in front of them will win. It's going to come down to that. It isn't going to be weather. It isn't going to be speed. It isn't going to be athletic ability. Yes, Ohio State has the home field advantage, but not as much as assumed. This is a great opportunity for Tennessee, considering the injuries that Ohio State has, especially across that offensive line. So I think the pressure should be on them, but they have to, answer the call. And then also the state of Ryan Day. Even though if they lose, I don't think he's gone. I just think this next year or this offseason will be very, very uncomfortable.
4 years and $37.2 million left on that contract. That's what he's got right now. I mentioned that for no reason at all. Just kidding. You know the reason. If Nebraska could affect Ohio State's game plan as much as it did, James Pierce Jr. would be the best player maybe in the game for me.
Yeah.
No, and that is no disrespect at all to Jeremiah Smith at wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Pierce Jr. is a freaking stud. That's a top half of the first round NFL draft pick right there. Who started the year slow, has really picked it up over the last like month and a half or so. He's absolutely the X factor. And then if you're Ohio State, they got conservative against Michigan, right? They wanted to play tough. They wanted to beat Michigan at their own game, prove something rather than win the game. That's still what it feels like looking back. Will Ohio State play like they have something to prove, or will they play to win the game? Right.
They got to play to win.
They have to. They would tell you they were against Michigan, but that's not what it looks like. Live, it's not what it looked like on rewatch. I still like Ohio State's talent a little bit more across the board.
I do
too. That hasn't stopped worse teams. And Tennessee, I think, is in maybe the best position right now. I mean, talk about going on the road, absolutely nothing to lose. You're a talented team that got some preseason hype. You pretty much lived up to expectations. You made it in the college football playoff. There's no shame in going on the road and losing, but I love the position Tennessee's in.
Yeah, they're in a very advantageous position because you got to think they were odd man looking out. A couple weeks left. Ole Miss, lost, and Texas A&M lost, and they got to thank their old rivals of Florida, but helping them out some. And then they won the games that they had to win, and they won it a lot differently than you expected with Josh Heupel as the head coach. Mm-hmm. They're a physical team. Because you think of Josh Heupel, what do you think? That when he Oklahoma, and then UCF, but they're a physical team, and they're built across the line of scrimmages. And so, really, I think when you look at it, just of all these teams, right, it's going to come down to defensive guys. Sorry, people out there. I'm going to say this before we leave, is that what do you think of Indiana? In order for them to beat Notre Dame tonight, Aiden Fisher has to have a great game. He's their middle linebacker.
Yep.
It's going to be him and Jeremiah Love. So if he has a good game, they win. When you think about Georgia, it's Jalen Walker. He destroyed Texas, and he's got to be a man on the mission. He won the Buckus Award. Penn State, it's Carter, their linebacker. He's got to do good. Then you think about SMU, Elijah Roberts. So it's going to come down to those two, right, when you think about it. Oregon, it's their big defensive tackle. He's number four. He wears the glasses. He's got to do good. And then, obviously, they go eight deep. So it's their defensive line. And then we talked about Tennessee. And then, obviously, with Texas, right? When you think about Texas, it's Anthony Hill Jr. 8 sacks, 95 tackles. He's kind of like their middle linebacker, and he blitzes. So all teams right now have to do their thing on defense. They have to. You're not going to outscore anybody. You're not going to surprise anybody.
No.
So it's going to come down to, when you look at it, whoever defense is the most physical and plays the best. And the stars have to be stars.
And I think the big part of that too, Jay, is we move into a playoff format for college football now. Look at the NFL. You're not outscoring teams in the playoff. You're limiting them, right? Yes, you need an offense to capitalize on key moments, key positions, key possessions. Even the Chiefs, right? Their first Super Bowl win with Mahomes. Yeah, you think about the offense, you think about the play against the 49ers, defense bowed up in the second half to give the offense a chance.
And
that's what it comes down to.
And now look at the Chiefs. Who sets the tone with the Chiefs? Chris Jones. That's it. Mm-hmm. And obviously they have other pieces and stuff, and they're able to, but everything starts and stops with that. It's going to be interesting tonight, 2 hours away, but what's going away is actually we're going to take a quick break, come back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.